USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering on workers at an Arizona facility for making N95 masks to protect folks from the coronavirus. President Trump says the workers at the plant are making America proud.
More than 150 Honeywell employees are working around the clock, three shifts a day, 6 days a week. You are the greatest industrial, and think of this, what you've done.
Senate Democrats are trying to force a vote on legislation that would require more SBA oversight. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says a good amount of the Paycheck Protection Program is not going to small businesses.
To very wealthy companies, to companies that still have a lot of money, to companies that are taking loans, and even not keeping their employees on.
The senator provided no specifics to back up his claims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Senate Intelligence Committee is getting back to work. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee is holding a confirmation hearing at this hour for John Ratcliffe to be the next Director of National Intelligence. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Committee Chairman Richard Burr said Ratcliffe has been asked to lead the U.S. intelligence community during a time of profound challenge and great threats.
We expect that you will lead the intelligence community with integrity and ensure that the intelligence enterprise operates lawfully, ethically, and morally.
Burr, a Republican on that committee, a country music legend, is spending his time today reading a children's book to kids over a Facebook Live event.
Hi, I'm George Strait, and today I'm going to read you a book, boys and girls, and it's called Never Ask a Dinosaur to Dinner.
The virtual program was started last month to help entertain and promote reading. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
The way Sweden is handling the coronavirus is different than many other countries. No lockdowns, no shuttered businesses or elementary schools, no stay-at-home orders as well. So far, Sweden has reported just over 2,000 COVID-19 cases per million population. That's lower than the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Spain, and Italy. Sweden is still making sure people have proper spacing at restaurants, and they did ban gatherings of more than 50 people. Bjorn Lomborg is a director of the Copenhagen Consensus, which is a think tank over in Sweden. He tells Fox News,
"Well, I think it's great that they're doing that. And honestly, Sweden is what you get when you ask experts to run the show. That's what they've been doing. Look, if we don't have a cure and we don't have a vaccine, which doesn't seem to be forthcoming, you really only have three options. You can just let corona rip through society. You can have moderate social distancing, which is what Sweden has done. And you can have a strict lockdown, which is what many states have done. Nobody's suggesting you should just let corona rip through. But likewise, you also need to understand that a strict lockdown is just simply not sustainable. You can't ask people to be locked down for months and months on end. And also, you're just simply pushing most of the deaths in front of you. And that's why I think it was inevitable sooner or later we'd have to realize we'd all have to become somewhat like Sweden, a smart solution."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.